This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's right, it is a Tuesday, 9 o'clock. I told you this day would eventually fly by. It's picking up, but man, a lot of people still celebrating the Memorial Day holiday. Rain outside. Maybe no Blackstone in the future for the next couple of days. But we got baseball tonight, so we'll be good. The rain will dissipate, get out of here. But we're still going to have those clouds hanging over our head. But not sunny till Friday. But the good news is it's Tuesday, so it's only a couple of days.
We do have the start bench cut. Some from the text line, some from a devout listener. But we start off with this.
Is this from the text line?
Nope, this is from the Dustman. For heels of leagues, Littlefinger, Angel Reese, Tyreek Hill.
Ooh, I'm going to start Littlefinger as the heel because we are now watching literally every move that this guy makes. I am going to bench Angel Reese because she's in the moment right now. She's currently playing. Tyreek Hill, you're yesterday's news, bro.
Oh. Somehow he'll come back to the picture here in the next week or two.
Is start mean you're the worst heel, like you are?
Starts like, yeah, number heel. One, yeah. Bench two, yeah.
Then I got to go with Bob's ranking as well. Mm-hmm. And that would upset Tyreek Hill the most as well.
It'd probably upset Rodgers if he wasn't started too.
Hey, he's all right as long as you mention him.
That's a fair point. Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to start Reese. I'm going to bench Tyreek and cut Rodgers. I've had enough of the Tyreek, or I've had enough of the Rodgers heel movement. Tyreek could do a few more things to kind of really lean into that. We go to this one. We're 100. You start bench cut these. 100 days till the NFL, 38 days till the 4th of July, or a third of the MLB season in the books.
I'm going to start the third of the MLB season being in the books. It's what's going on right now. Now gives us the freedom and the opportunity to talk more in detail and more in depth. We're not rushing to any conversations. Teams are kind of who they are right now. You kind of have an idea. So I'm going to start the third of the baseball season being done. I'm benching 100 days to the first NFL game, 101 days to the first Chiefs game. And then I'm cutting 38 days till July 4th because my mother always used to say when she was a teacher, once you hit that July 4th holiday, summer's already done. And she is so right about that. You hit July 4th and the summer speeds up and it's over before you know it. So I'm cutting July 4th and 38 days from now. I am not ready for that summer to be dissipating away.
Nathan?
Yeah, I'm starting the one third of the MLB season done. We can start calling spades spades and stop prefacing things with it's early.
It's early, yes. Mm-hmm. Right? No longer do we say it's early.
Michael
that
Massey
is done.
Has to start hitting.
Yeah, that's an excuse. Well, it's early is done, yeah.
I'm cutting 38 days till July 4th because maybe by then the sun will shine. I don't know. Maybe that's optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's my benching. And then I'm cutting the 100 days till the NFL season because we cover the NFL 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm starting 38 days till July 4th because that is the number one holiday in my book, just from everything that it is, the shows, the pools, the weather, the food.
I thought Memorial Day was going to be all that.
Yeah, well.
We got screwed.
If I had to hear one other person say, man, this is the coldest Memorial Day that I can remember.
I've never seen so many like middle-aged dad bod men just all of us texting each other yesterday randomly. People that don't even know each other. We're all just having these conversations like, this weather stinks, man.
No doubt about it. Then you have the next one. Duos of Kansas City, one not quite here yet, but the other two have proven. Moose and Haas, Kelce Mahomes, Cags and Witt Jr.
Well, I'm going to start Moose and Haas because they were our first, and you never forget your first true love. Beer norm, sure. So I'm going to start Moose and Haas. I'm going to bench Kelce and Mahomes, and then I'm going to cut Cags and Witt Jr. because we haven't seen that one yet.
I'm going to start Kelce and Mahomes.
No way. Really?
Yeah, hot take there. Hot take, right? I'm going to bench Cags and Bobby Witt. A, because I want to see them. I'm interested in seeing what that pair looks like. I'm only cutting Moose and Haas because they probably cut themselves too.
Okay.
They probably look at this list and be the first to tell you, you know what, we're probably cut in this situation.
Yeah, I'm going to start Cags and Witt Jr. No way. For sure, because I think that will be the next duo of the city. Again, I have all but nothing but respect for Eric Hosmer. Put on a show Friday night for the Bananas and those fans. Came out to Friends in Low Places, stole the crowd. But look, Cags is going to be so much more. I'm just telling you, he's going to be so much more. All aspects of what Haas was. Plus, you already have Bobby, the proven guy. Put those two together. I'm going to bench Mahomes and Kelce because I've seen it. I've had it. I'm going to get one last ride of it this year. And I am going to cut Moose and Haas because, I mean, look, with those other two, I know we haven't seen Cags and Witt Jr., but, man, I'm telling you, I haven't been very wrong about Cags so far this year, and I don't think I will be moving forward with his career. We move on to signings that you might want to see in the future. Vinny Pasquantino, Trent McDuffie, Chris Bubich.
I'm going to start McDuffie on that one. Okay. I am going to bench Chris Bubich, and I'm going to cut Vinny Pasquantino.
I'm going to cut Bubich. I think I'm of the ilk of you pay offense and you develop starting pitching. And I trust this new regime of pitching development in this organization. I'm going to bench Vinny, and then I'm going to start McDuffie. I think that's non-negotiable. I think you have to do that.
I think I'm with you on all three of those, so no need to take up the time of the listeners. We move on to the, I guess you could call this the holiday summer season of what people tend to do for your, what should have been yesterday but wasn't, what might be for your 4th of July or your Labor Day weekend. Do you know pool, lake, or cookout in the backyard with yard games?
I'm going to go in that order, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to start the pool, bench the lake, and cut the cookout in the backyard with yard games because I don't want to be injured like you are.
Oh, my God. This is terrible, dude. So have you ever heard of this game called like Beersby or Polish Horseshoes where you have two poles in the backyard and it's 2v2 and you throw a frisbee to knock the beer bottle off the top of the pole?
No, it sounds amazing.
It's awesome. Polish Horseshoes or Beersby, whatever it's called. Learned it at a fraternity house. Shocker. Still trying to play it at 37. But my buddy's house Saturday, we're playing and you're trying to knock it up. You do a lot of squatting. Dude, I woke up yesterday morning, couldn't even get on the toilet. I mean, shaking like crazy.
There's nothing worse than when you have your legs shaking when you're trying to take a dump.
It's brutal, dude. I walked up the stairs this morning, and I felt like that guy that was a representative of Kansas calling into the drive.
I'm like, right.
Still running out there, Bob. He's like, what the hell happened to you this week in golf? He's like, I need you Thursday. I'm like, no, I'll be good.
I like to take the stairs.
Yeah. I was like, man, my thighs are on fire from going up, down. I mean, it was like a Morgan Wallen video. Up, down, up, down, up, down, nonstop. And no, I found out that I'm a lot older than I really think I am after this week of playing that game. It's a great
game. That's why I don't play games when I drink usually. You know? It'd be yard games, I'll take a yard bench, please. I'll sit right there and watch y'all.
I'll be a spectator for sure.
Hell, I'm a great spectator.
I think I would take lake, pool, and then cookout in the backyard with games because where a lot of times, like the cookout in the backyard with the games, there's a pool close.
Yeah,
so after
sometimes,
you lose, you go dip in
you
and get
those
out.
Big, like, you know, those yard darts into the pool. It could be a mess.
Don't want to do that for sure.
Hit Uncle Jimmy with one of those things.
How
he's
about you,
floating
Nathan?
Around.
I'm starting the pool, cutting the cookout. I'm benching the lake. And look, I'm not hating on the activities.
Right.
The food, the drink, the friends,
like
the
water.
Body of water. I love it.
Yeah.
Lakes are disgusting. You can't convince me otherwise. I want no part of the lake. I'm cutting the lake.
A lot of filth in these. Yeah, you're right.
This one comes from the text line. Start bench cut from 94 nominees for Best Picture. Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. No chance I'm even wading into that one. I mean, 94 may be the best year on record when it comes to movies. And that's just three of them. I saw something over the weekend about that. Like, 94 was just incredible with movies. And so I'm going to start all of them.
Okay.
There's not many where you have three movies that I will go, I will watch all three of those. And I have no problem sitting there watching all three of those movies.
I'd start Pulp Fiction. I'd bench Forrest Gump. I've never seen Shawshank.
You got to watch it.
Never seen it.
Got to watch it.
These guys producing the show.
I know. Not watching Shawshank. That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I would probably.
But I'm not one of those you got to watch a movie guy because I haven't seen many.
I would probably start Gump because it comes with a soundtrack as well.
Well, it's based on a true story, too.
That's right. It happens. Pulp Fiction number two would be my bench because it's generational. I think that's the one that kind of put Tarantino on the map.
No doubt.
Kind of got him going there. And it was like the first real movie that I had seen where like guys and women who had done roles in other movies did something completely out of the box and it worked perfectly.
You talking about Travolta?
And Willis and Uma Thurman, all these actors and actresses that I didn't know. Like I had seen Batman Forever before I saw Pulp Fiction and I knew Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy for many reasons. And then I saw that movie and I'm like, wow. Which then led me down a rabbit hole of, then here comes Kill Bill. Here comes Reservoir Dogs. Here comes all these. Yep. And I love seeing those actors in roles that they normally don't do, like Travolta, Bruce Willis, right? Like all these sort of things.
I mean, think up until that time, for the most part, everybody knew Travolta from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, or what is it? Not Midnight Cowboy. That was somebody else.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Is that what it was?
Was it Rhinestone Cowboy?
No. I forget. Some
Urban
sort of
Cowboy?
Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
Or they knew him from Grease. Right, Danny?
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying? Yeah, Grease.
Say Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, same thing.
That type of performance, yeah.
And then Willis was Die Hard, right? Mm-hmm. He was Mr. Die Hard. And then Uma Thurman was, you know, I didn't know she was a badass like that.
Yeah. Many people don't know Samuel Jackson was also in that movie.
Mm-hmm. He's got a wallet that has a certain saying on it. This one comes from our lady, Miss Emily. She says that I have taken over the world with this Abuelitos. The breakfast burritos and sort of stuff. So I asked you this for breakfast. Breakfast burrito, breakfast scramble, or a breakfast sandwich? And yes, any bread is capable for your sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would probably go with the breakfast scramble first, then the sandwich, and then the burrito.
Mm. Oh, the sandwich is by far and away
superior.
The
okay.
Especially you get a fried egg on that.
Give me your sandwich. What's your bread, first of all?
I would go sourdough, sausage, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
That's my just all time best.
Probably
scramble two and burrito three.
Okay. I would go burrito first. If you haven't had the hash brown burrito from Abuelitos or Albatros or whatever it's called, fantastic. They're everywhere. There's one right here on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Burrito, sandwich, scramble. And I love all three. It's like Bob's movies. But yes, sign me up for everything. Coming up on the other side, the Yankees need a bat. The Yankees need a bat. Some people need pitching. We know where to go for all of them here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.